When Governor Lynch arrived at the Bedford Operations Center late Tuesday afternoon, he learned that most of the damage in the area had already been cleaned up. Bedford's municipal buildings and traffic lights were spared any serious damage, though around 2,000 PS&H customers are still without power. Crews from as far away as Texas are helping restore the service there. Lynch praised the efforts of emergency responders and cited the use of new media in getting the word out about the storm.
Technology has played a huge role. I mean, what we see here didn't exist 8 years ago. So the fact that communities can look and see what's on the state EOC website is critical.
The governor also toured storm damage in Hampton and Dover earlier in the day. For NHPR News, I'm Jonathan Lynch in Bedford.